What's up, y'all? I'm Alan Hain, the Lawn Care Nut, and thank you for tuning in to podcast number one of Lawns Across America. So first of all, I want to thank you for visiting the podcast channel. Please make sure you subscribe down below. This channel will be all about real-time tips, and we're going to start right in this video. But first, let me give you a little bit of an introduction and let you know a little bit more about what you can expect here. So the first thing is, those of you that have been around at least since, you know, like late January of 2018, you'll remember that I started a newsletter, an email newsletter then. And we started that by handing out a free guide to pre-emergence. And then the idea was from there that the email that I would send out every single week would continue to build upon that guide and then also continue to answer the most frequently asked questions. But the biggest thing, and what I think the biggest success to that email was, outside of the fact that I give way more detail in that email than, I mean, could ever be expected. On top of that, though, is that it's more real time. And I think that that's what added and lent to the power that that email brought. And I also think it helped you guys a lot more this year as well, because I can only cover so much in a weekly video here at my lawn. And I have warm season turf, even though I'm adding different grass types to try to expand, you know, the content level that I can. There's only so much I can do here in this lawn. So the first thing I want to say is that my YouTube channel, The Lawn Care Nut, will not change. It's still going to be weekly. It's still going to be real time. What's going on with me in the lawn, kind of like my Tim the Tool Man Taylor kind of thing. Here's what I'm doing. Here's what I'm messing up. Here's what I'm experimenting with. Here's what I'm going nuts with, etc. This podcast, however, is going to be straight tips, and it's going to be straight real-time tips. So let me explain to you how I'm going to make that work. So the way that the podcast is going to go weekly is it's going to be in two segments, and they're going to be about 30 minutes each segment. The first segment is going to be the real-time reporting, and that's going to be the real Lawns Across America. What I've done is I've assembled a group of folks, lawn professionals, some even from the more like scientific side of the industry, but these individuals are scattered throughout the United States. And so what they're going to do is every week, four of them are going to report in from somewhere in the country and kind of talk about what's going on with the lawns and the turf types in their area. And they're not going to report in by voice or anything like that. Now, eventually they might. Eventually there might be some quick interviews with them. They might report in like news style. But at first, and for the first, you know, several weeks or even months, they're just going to provide me a summary of what's going on in their area. And then I'm going to interpret that for you and kind of explain that within the context of the ebooks and the free guides that I give out. And then the second half of the podcast each week, again, 30 minutes, but you know me, it might go to 45, is going to be answering the most frequently asked questions from the previous week. And so that way, what we're able to do is we're really able to flesh out topics, we're really able to get you the answers you need, and we're able to do it fairly quickly and concisely, and we're able to cover a good bit more of you guys than, like I said, what I'm just doing here in my own lawn with the YouTube channel. Now, I'm not super familiar with podcasts. You can probably tell my setup's a little janky here, but we're going to continue working on it, making it a little better. I also insist on doing it here in the garage, which right now it's 83 degrees here just before New Year's, so December 29th, and I'm sweating pretty good. That doesn't really bother me. But it doesn't really make for the best podcast studio, especially because I've got a fan going in the background, my air conditioning unit's in here, so there might be some background noise, things like that. I have the garage closed right now, which I think when we get to summer won't be possible. I'll have to keep it open or I'll just suffocate in here. Maybe I'll get some swamp coolers. I don't know, but I want to keep it here in the garage because I like the setting. I mean, I went to a lot of trouble to kind of set this up the way that it is and make it look the way that it is. I don't know if you can hear, but the air conditioner just kicked on, so we'll use that as a little bit of a test going forward. All right, so that's Lawns Across America. I'm only going to have this update, maybe one more here in January, and then we're going to start full tilt in February, and it's going to be weekly. And right now, the release date is going to be Thursday, every single week. So the way that'll work, if you want to keep up with the content here in what I'm going to call more real time, is that my videos will come out on Sunday, and they will be the staple of everything we're doing, and they will just kind of encompass everything, and that will be on the Lawn Care Nut channel. Then on Tuesday, the email newsletter will come out, and that will sometimes reference, or almost always reference, the Sunday video, but it will also flesh out some more topics, it will answer some questions, and it's just kind of how I flow with the vibe of what's going on. And then Thursday, the podcast will come out. And Thursday will be the Lawns Across America, and then answering more of the frequently asked questions that we got from the email newsletter previous, and then also questions that we got on the YouTube video also previous. So you can kind of see it's going to be this flow, this weekly flow. This also is going to allow those of you who prefer to consume your content just in your ears, you know, frictionless, have it on in the background like a radio show. I think this will appeal to you guys as well and kind of helps us just reach a little bit broader audience than we could with just a YouTube channel and just an email list. So with that, I want to go ahead and give you some tips today. And obviously, most of you guys are asleep, but I hope that the sunny tips that we bring you here will help brighten your day and maybe you'll learn a little something from it. And it'll help you to be better no matter where you are. Even if you're up north and you're under snow, you know that the forsythia will be blooming in what, like 90 days or so? So not too far away. So one of the biggest questions we've been getting lately, and again, this is from mostly Floridians, a few South Texans here and there, but it's folks with St. Augustine grass, and they're seeing that some of the blades are turning red. And, you know, every time someone posts that, you have a bunch of people that say, put down disease control and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, okay, listen, St. Augustine grass in general, when it starts to go dormant, it'll get a red color, especially if it's trying to regrow when you get that cold temperature. And those cold temperatures typically are going to be 40s. And we actually here, even where I'm at, outside of Bradenton, Florida, which I consider South Florida, Southwest Florida, West Coast, the best coast, right on the Gulf there. If you're vacationing, this is definitely where you want to come to. But I will tell you that even here, we're below the frost line. We actually did get quite a few nights in the 40s just before Christmas, and good sections of my St. Augustine started to turn red. Now, the areas that I noticed turning red were areas that I had either just cut, and you're going to notice that in my Pro Vista, I had just cut it, and then like 48 hours later is when we got that overnight temperature in the 40s, and then we got a few of those, and you'll see that some of those areas turned red. And then another area that I had turned red was in my palmetto. If you remember the palmetto, I had one area that was a little bit struggling just because that particular pallet, I don't know, it just came in a little bit under more stress than the other ones. So that area there, the area of the palmetto that came in a little bit more struggling, in other words, it wasn't quite as up to par and vigorous as the rest, that area also got a little bit of reddening to it. So what I think is it's just areas where the St. Augustine was trying to replenish itself, and when it got cold, it stopped producing chlorophyll, so the natural reaction is this red-purple color, but eventually it will go into a brown dormant state. Unless you keep watering, which is what I'm doing, then it will just kind of stay in that red for a while. And now, I mean, we're back up. I'm not gonna call winter being over here in Florida, but it's like 83 today. I don't know what it's gonna be tonight here. Okay, Google. What is the temperature overnight in Bradenton, Florida tonight?
In Bradenton tonight, expect a temperature of 70.
Yeah, in Bradenton, she says. So it's 82 right now, and then it's going to be 70 tonight. So that's very humid, actually. It's a good thing I did put down a double dose of disease control just a little bit while ago. But either way, I'm not too concerned about it. You shouldn't be concerned about it either. Now, there was some rhizoctonia that came in just before that because we did have some humid temperatures that kind of lingered for a while. And so what can happen is you can have a little bit of that going on and a little bit of this going into dormancy. But typically, if we're going to get down into the 40s, that's going to stop whatever disease is going on from, you know, progressing anymore. Now, once things start to warm up, it will kick back in again. So a fungicide could be in order if you've identified that you do have some rhizoc areas there as well. Personally, I wouldn't worry too much about it. I've never seen rhizoctonia do long-term damage to St. Augustine, and in some cases, it may be a good idea to let it thin out just a little bit in certain areas. I think that's part of natural selection, and that's good because as aggressive as St. Augustine is, it will come back. It will run more Sylvester Stolens right out. Real Low Dad, I think, gave me that, Sylvester Stolens. It will run those right out as soon as that disease clears out and temperatures change. If you do want to put down a fungicide, though, don't do it when it's cold. Wait till you're getting right back up or you're about to come back up on that warm streak again like we are now, and then you could apply. But again, when in doubt, just save the chemical. All right, the next one is, and this is an important one, a lot of folks are going to start asking about pre-emergence. So in Florida, we're year-round, man. The clock just ticks. Southern Texas, you're probably the same. I was looking at Houston the other day. It looks like Houston, you guys are going to hit a 55-degree temperature mark at the one-inch depth around the end of January. Maybe even a little bit further south in Texas, you guys may not go dormant at all. Southern California, you may not go dormant at all, too. And I'm mostly talking about folks with St. Augustine grass still. If you're in Texas, you've probably got palmetto. If you're down here, you'll have palmetto in northern and central Florida. And if you're in South Florida, you're probably going to have Floratam. Either way, though, if your lawn hasn't gone dormant, then you're on that year-round schedule. And what that means is, at least for me, is that I put my last pre-emergent down. I applied prodiamine at 4 pounds per thousand, and I put that down at the end of October. But the idea there is that's going to give you 4 months control. So just do a little math. If you did that in late October, you're November, December, January, February. So you're good. However, if you didn't get anything down, you want to go to the Greencast Online. Just Google it, Greencast Online soil tracker, and you want to start looking at soil temps. Now, I'm going to be updating my pre-emergent guide. That's going to come out to you guys in late January. That's why I'm mentioning this now, because some of you may need to get something down. Pick what you want, prodiamine or dithiapyr, whatever you want. If you want to wait, though, if you're in an area where you can wait, if you're north of Houston, like Dallas and that, you guys won't have to apply anything until like February. Over into Atlanta, you're not going to actually have to apply until sometime around March 15th is when your soil temps are going to hit 55. And you guys are probably mostly dealing with Bermuda that won't green up until sometime even after that. But long story short is just start getting prepared for pre-emergence. Unless you're in Florida, you probably should get something down pretty quickly. If you haven't put anything down, though, don't panic. You can wait for my pre-emergent guide to come out because it will explain everything to you. It will explain what to do, what and what not to do, as well as it's been updated and completely revamped. I've actually changed the schedule a little bit based on some feedback that I've gotten from you guys. You got a lot of leftovers and this and this and that. And then secondly, I also have a new source for the prodiamine. Last year's source, it would just run out, and all I would get was emails from you guys being like, Al, it's out, it's out, it's out. And I just couldn't get that source to work with me. So what I'm going to be doing this year is, at least for the prodiamine, I'm going to carry my own. I'm going to buy truckloads of it. I'm going to house it. And that way I'll make sure that we don't sell out. It will be very similar to what you could get. I mean, prodiamine is prodiamine. You just want to make sure you get it down. All in the guide. And by the way, the cost will be the same as well. So it's not like you're going to pay more. But either way, you don't have to buy from me. If you have a source for prodiamine or if you have a source for dithiapyr, you go for it and you get it. Just know that my pre-emergent guide, the free one, is coming out once again in late January. Next, that also brings me to an update on the ebook. So all of the ebooks are getting rewritten. Well, there's two ebooks. Those are also getting rewritten, and those are going to be sent out again in late January, sometime right around the same time that we're able to get out that pre-emergent guide that's been updated. So those are coming out. Those are being completely revamped. All kinds of new stuff. Carbon X will be in there, as well as a full liquid program using the 1801 Green Punch, which is a product that I've had a lot of success with and really like so far. So lots of really neat things. And then I'm also keeping the normal basic program, but that's also being adjusted, as well as I'm answering a lot of the most frequently asked questions that came in through the book. So all the updates, I think, are going to help all of you. That update to those ebooks, if you bought that ebook at some point in the past, you will get the update for free. It will be sent and triggered right to the same email that you signed up with when you did. Next, a quick announcement. I probably would have made this on the main channel. I'm hoping I got a video out on the main channel this week. But we are going to be offering Build a Box for the Green County Next Fertilizer and Soil products. So what that means is, you had like a bunch of selections of things that you could get, but some of you wanted to make your own combinations of things. So now that's going to be available to you. We'll be able to put that on the website, and then you'll be able to mix and match gallons or 2.5 gallons for 5 gallons. You'll be able to mix those around. So you'll be able to buy a 4 gallon pack of whatever you want or a 5 gallon pack of 2 2.5. So that way the sky will be the limit then. And whatever it is that you need to fill in your particular for your program, you'll be able to do that on your own. I know I've already mentioned Carbon X, but that is also coming out in late January. That is on schedule to do that. I mean, pretty much everything's getting kicked out here in late January this year, it seems, which is good because, you know, I still need a little bit more time to prepare here. So just know Carbon X is coming out. I actually have a stash of it, and I'm going to throw some on the lawn somewhere before then, just so we can kind of get an idea of what it does, how it flows, how it grows, and, you know, if it smells like success, which I'm sure it does. So we'll do a little bit of that coming up in the next couple of weeks as well. But again, it won't be available for sale online until late January sometime. And finally, a couple places if you do want to meet up at all. I'll be at the Real Green Solutions 2019. I guess they call it a summit. It's a conference. It's actually in St. Pete Beach at the Tradewinds, which is kind of cool for me. It's a place that when I was a kid, I used to aspire to want to stay there. We used to sneak into their pool and stuff as kids. I mean, that's because it's literally in St. Pete Beach, which I grew up 10 minutes from there. So kind of cool there. That is January 6th through 9th. It's a great conference, actually. It's big. There's several thousand that go there. In fact, they've outgrown the Tradewinds. This will be the last year that it's there. John Perry will be there, as well as all the Green County team. Pretty sure Pete's going to be there. Brad Castleberry will be there. Good to see you, Paul, and the team. And then as well as our Carbon X guys are going to be there. I'm pretty sure Matt's going to be there. I hope you're going to be there, Matt. But either way, if you are at that conference, please make sure you come up and say hello. Let's get a selfie. And then next, the Lawncology Summit. So this will be much smaller. This is John Perry's summit that he does. It's outside of Orlando or in Orlando. And that one is February 20th through the 22nd. For DIYers, for us, for homeowners, it's open on Friday night. There's like a reception in the afternoon, evening. That's when it'll be open for DIYers. We don't know exactly how many seats we're going to have for us yet, meaning it's a professional conference. It's really designed for John Perry's clients, the pros that use his products. They come in and they get continuing education on the products, and they learn more about new products and things like that, as well as they can meet with them personally and they can work out programs and plans. For us, though, because the DIY segment has become so large, John wanted to open up at least something for us, for you guys to come in, for us to hang out, for you guys to get some FaceTime with John, because you are obviously a big, important part of the business as well, to me and to John and to the whole team. And so we are opening that up on that Friday evening for some of you guys to come in. I don't know how many slots there'll be, but as soon as we know, I'll announce it because I'm sure they're going to sell out pretty quick. I'm going to link in the description below to a video that John Perry did, a live video that was really good. He did it just, I think, last night, Friday night. It was really good. He talked a little bit about some of the 2019 plans and mentioned some of the same things I do here, but hearing it from his perspective while he makes chicken wings is always fun. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this very first podcast. Please subscribe. This is going to get out to Stitcher and iTunes and Google Play and everywhere else that, you know, podcasts go. I'm going to put it in a feed and do the whole thing, but for right now, I put it on YouTube because this is the easiest place to get it and because I announced it first on my typical YouTube channel, and I'm assuming that most of you would prefer to consume your content on YouTube. So with that, I appreciate you guys tuning in. I don't really have an ending here for this one yet, so I'll just sign off right now. I'll wish you a happy new year and say that I'll hear you in the lawn. I'll see you in the lawn. Something to do with the lawn. I'm Alan Hay, the Lawn Care Nut, and I'll see you in the lawn.